Welcome to Bible Chapter Every Day. I'm Matthew. Our chapter today is Micah 1. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, as we read your word and we consider how you've dealt with your people through the ages, we pray that you would help us to be living now so that we can look forward to your coming, so that it will not be a time of fear for us, because we trust in you. We know that there will be many people who are sad and destroyed when you judge. We thank you for giving us the way of salvation. We thank you through Jesus. Amen. Micah 1. The word of Yahweh that came to Micah the Moreshethite in the days of Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, the kings of Judah, that he saw concerning Samaria and Jerusalem. Hear, all you peoples, give heed, O earth and its fullness, and let the Lord Yahweh be against you as a witness, the Lord from his holy temple. For behold, Yahweh is coming out from his place, and he will come down and tread upon the high places of the earth. The mountains will melt under him, and the valleys will burst open, like wax before the fire, like water rushing down a slope. All this is for the rebellion of Jacob, and for the sins of the house of Israel. What is the rebellion of Jacob? Is it not Samaria? And what are the high places of Judah? Are they not Jerusalem? So I will make Samaria as a heap of rubble in the field, a place for planting a vineyard, and I will pour down her stones into the valley and uncover her foundations. Then all her idols will be broken in pieces, and all her prostitution wages will be burned in the fire, and all her idols I will make a desolation. For from the wage of a prostitute she gathered them, and to the wage of a prostitute they will return. On account of this, I will lament and wail. I will go about barefoot and naked. I will make a lamentation like the jackals, and a mourning ceremony like the ostriches. For her wounds are incurable. Because it has come to Judah, it has reached the gate of my people, to Jerusalem. Do not tell it in Gath. You must not weep at all. In Beth-le-Aphra, roll yourself in dust. Pass on, you inhabitants of Shafer, in naked shame. The inhabitants of Zaanan do not come forth. The wailing of Beth-ha'ezel will take its protection from you. For the inhabitants of Meroth writhed for good, because disaster has come down from Yahweh to the gate of Jerusalem. Harness the chariot to the team of horses, O inhabitants of Lachish. It is the beginning of sin for the daughter of Zion, for the transgressions of Israel were found in you. Therefore you will give parting gifts to Moresheth-Gath. The houses of Achzib will be a deception to the kings of Israel. I will again bring the conqueror upon you, O inhabitants of Merisha. The glory of Israel will come to Adullam. Make yourselves bald, and cut off your hair for the children of your pleasure. Expand your baldness as the eagle, for they will go into exile away from you. Well, that's the reading. Let's dig in. We just read the book of Jonah before this, which was definitely a break from the normal prophetic book. It was more about the prophet than about the ones being prophesied to. But now we come to Micah, and it's much more like a typical book of prophecy in the Bible. Interestingly, Micah is mentioned in the book of Jeremiah. He was from a town south and west of Jerusalem, very close to Philistine territory. His prophecy came at the end of the northern kingdom of Israel, roughly the same time as Hosea, Amos, and Isaiah prophesied. His prophecy is about both the north and the southern kingdoms, but it seems that he probably delivered his message to the southern kingdom of Judah. While Judah was not completely destroyed by Assyria like the northern kingdom, they were greatly affected. Basically, only Jerusalem survived. Micah starts his first message in verse 2 with the word, "Hear." And we will see this word a couple more times in the book to introduce each section. And this first message is that Yahweh is coming to judge. He will walk on the earth, and wherever he walks, it will squish down the mountains and tear up the valleys. This is poetic, of course. The idea of the amazing power of God as he comes in judgment. Then Micah says why this will happen, and of course, it's because of the sin of God's people. He mentions the sin of both Samaria, the capital of the northern kingdom, and Jerusalem, the capital of the southern kingdom. He says, Samaria will be completely demolished, with its stones thrown down into the valley below. He says it was built with the wages of a prostitute, and it will turn into the wages of a prostitute. This may be a poetic way of describing idol worship, and of course, in those days, they also literally had temple prostitutes, so it could be literal as well. Wages of a prostitute were what we might call dirty money. In the law of Moses, they were not to take money from the wages of a prostitute and give it to God and take it into his temple. It was also a way of talking about wasting money. And that is what will become of Samaria. It would be a waste. Micah says he will mourn and cry. And this will even come to the southern kingdom of Judah. And then he mentions a number of places near the southern kingdom of Judah. And he makes a number of plays on words about their names. He starts off saying, don't tell it in Gath. Gath was a Philistine city, so perhaps the idea is that they would be happy to hear of trouble for Israel. Beth Le'afra means house of dust. And he says, roll yourself in dust to them. Rolling in the dust would be a sign of mourning. Shafer means beauty, and he says, pass on in naked shame to them, the opposite of beauty. And also a picture of going into exile. I won't go through all of these places he mentions, but there are roughly 12 that he mentions, ending with Adullam, which means sealed-off place. It had a famous cave where David hid, and Micah says the glory of Israel will come to Adullam. They will be sealed off and in hiding. The chapter ends, as he says they should all cut off their hair in mourning, as their children are taken into exile. And now for a deeper dive. This is a poem of grief about the coming destruction when God judges. And it's totally deserved, though he doesn't go into great detail here as to why. He does mention idol worship and this wages of a prostitute. So, what should we learn from this? Well, one thing we can learn is that when God comes to judge, it's going to be a tough time. There isn't any place to hide, as he mentions city after city. And we can wonder, what would happen if God came to judge the area where we live? Where would we go? What could we do? And there isn't much we could do, really. But there is something we can do right now. And that is to look at our lives and see if we are building them on the wages of a prostitute. Hopefully not literally for any of us, but there are plenty of wasteful, useless things that we could be building our lives out of. Are we building our lives on God or on the things of this world? When God comes to judge, you can only count on God. Everything else melts away. Scripture quotations are from the Lexham English Bible. Copyright 2012, Logos Bible Software. Lexham is a registered trademark of Logos Bible Software.